Zvachim Paragimel Mishnah. Hey, continuing on people having evil intent to eat something from a carbon after the prescribed time, after the Zman is over, or outside the proper place where it's supposed to be eaten. Hashochet es hamukdashin. If somebody shechts female animals, a female offering is frequently known as mukdashim. This would be a female sheep, a ewe, or a cow. Lechol shalil. And he had in mind, by the shechita, to eat the fetus that might be inside the animal, oshilia, or the afterbirth, the membrane that envelops the fetus, and he had in mind to eat them bachutz, outside the proper place where the carbon's supposed to be eaten, or he has in mind to do it after the proper time as well, although that's not mentioned by name. Lo pigel, he has not rendered it into pigul, because the fetus and the afterbirth of the animal are generally discarded. Almost nobody ever eats them. And so if he had those things in mind, then he didn't create pigul in this carbon. Hamolek torin bifnim lechol beitzeham bachutz. If somebody performs malika on the back of the neck, the nape of the neck of turtle doves, a torin in this case means bird carbonos, and that's the usual way, doing malika, where one kills these animals. And he performed it inside the azara, and doing malika in order to eat their eggs outside bachutz, outside the azara. So he does the malika in the right place, but he was having a kavana to eat the eggs of the bird, which are found inside the bird. The bird didn't lay the eggs, but he might find some inside the bird later, and he has in mind to eat them outside the makom or the zman when it's supposed to happen. Lo pigel, again, he has not caused the sacrifice to become pigul, because these are not integral parts of the carbon. The carbon itself is the animal. What's on the insides of the animal is not an integral part of the carbon. And so as a result, his wrong kavana did not invalidate the whole shechita. Chalev hamukdashin uveitzei torin. The milk of female animals that were going to be a carbon, and the eggs of pigeons found after they did the malika, ein chayoven aleihem mishum pigul v'noser v'tame. As in the previous Mishnah, if the carbon was pigul, if it got to the point where it was past the time and then he eats it as real pigul, or the milk or eggs were nosar, left over after the time limit, or the wrong kavana was done with the actual malika in such a case, or a tummy person drank the milk or ate the eggs, he doesn't get kares because they're not integral parts of the carbon. But a wrong intention regarding the fetus itself or the afterbirth would potentially cause a pigul situation, because a fetus is considered an integral part of the mother animal, and some people do eat them. So when the Mishnah ends by talking about the chalav and the beitzim, it specifically does not mention the shalil or shilya, because one who does eat those when they're left over as nosar would in fact be chayiv kares. As opposed to the intention situation that we talked about at the beginning, this is now an actual physical reality where he's eating the shalil after the proper zman. And so shalil is different from eggs or milk, because that's considered an actual part of the physical creature that he sacrificed. Mishnah Vav, shchato al menas laniach es damo. If somebody shechted a carbon and he intended to leave over the dam or es emurav, or portions of the animal, lamachar, for the next day. So instead of planning to sprinkle the dam or burn the emurim on the next day, he thought he would just leave it for the following day. So he didn't have the intention we've been describing so far. So far we were talking about cases where he had in mind, I'm going to do the sprinkling tomorrow. In this one he just had in mind, I'm going to leave it for tomorrow. And he didn't think about sprinkling, he didn't think about what he was going to do. He was thinking literally about the physical piece that he left there. Or he thought about lahotzion lachutz. He thought about taking the dam of these portions outside, the azara, and he never had in mind to offer them in the wrong place, chutz l'mekomo. He never had in mind to do sprinkling, chutz l'zmano. He just had in mind to just leave it physically and didn't think about doing an avoda in the wrong place or time. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole thing is posel, because any act that disqualifies a carbon, for example, leaving things over for the next day, that renders the whole carbon puzzle. Regardless of the fact that he had in mind any kind of avoda or no avoda, but by having in mind to leave something over for tomorrow to do that right away is possible the whole thing. But the Chachamim say that the carbon is valid because he never said he was going to burn or eat the meat or the portions after the time limit. He just said he was going to leave the body or the carcass around. And that is not the wrong machshava, according to the Chachamim. If he shechted it intending to sprinkle the blood in the wrong place, he wants to sprinkle it on the ramp of the carbon, but not opposite the base where he's supposed to do it, or he had in mind he had in mind to sprinkle blood which is supposed to go below the red line above the red line, or blood that's supposed to be sprinkled above the red line, he had in mind to sprinkle it below the red line, or to sprinkle that which is supposed to be on the inner mizbeach, he planned on sprinkling the outer mizbeach, or that which was supposed to be on the outer mizbeach, he planned to sprinkle on the inner mizbeach, shiochluhu tameim. Or he had in mind that people who are tamei would eat it, so these are tamei kohanim, or that he had in mind that people who are tamei shiakrivuhu tameihim, that they should actually do the offering and burn the portions on the mizbeach, or he had in mind shiochluhu arelim shiakrivuhu arelim, that uncircumcised kohanim would either eat the meat or bring the carbon, or l'shaber atzmos ha-pesach v'lechol mimenu na. He had in mind to break the bones of the carbon Pesach, which is actually a lav. It's a losasi in the Torah. You're not allowed to break a bone from the carbon Pesach, or to eat it raw. And the Torah says, "Al tochlu mimenu na." Do not eat it raw. La'arev dam obedam psulim. Or he had in mind to mix the blood of the sacrifice that he shechted with the blood of a disqualified sacrifice. So he had in mind to take blood from a kosher carbon and mix it with a pasul carbon. Kosher. All of these situations, despite the fact that he had an improper intent, despite the fact that he intended to do something wrong or incorrectly, the carbon is still kosher. How come? The Mishnah explains. She'ena machshava poselas elochutz lizmano v'chutz lemekomo v'apesach v'achatos shelo lishman. Only the specific evil or wrong intents that we've been talking about in the previous 2-3 parakim, those disqualify a carbon. And they are to do the avodah chutz lezmano after its proper time, chutz lemekomo to do any kind of the avodah outside, or to eat it or what have you, to do these things outside the proper time, the proper place, or in the case of Pesach and Achatos, shelo lishman for a different, under the name of a different carbon, as we saw in Perek Aleph. All of those cases are the situations that pasul a carbon, but not these incorrect plans where he's shechting it intending to sprinkle in the wrong place, or he's shechting it intending for the wrong people to eat it. That's not chutz lezmano or chutz lemekomo. The issue of chutz lezmano, chutz lemekomo is that he's going to eat it in the wrong time, in the wrong place. He's going to burn it in the wrong time, in the wrong place. But these situations do not disqualify the carbon. And there's some discussion in the Gemara about whether Rabbi Yehuda, who disagreed in the first section of the Mishnah, agrees or disagrees with this part of the Mishnah. The Gemara seems to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the conclusion of the Mishnah that these do not disqualify the carbon, and the carbon is still kosher.